Let my prayer be set forth in your sight as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Dear friends in Christ, here in the presence of Almighty God, let us kneel in silence and with penitent and obedient hearts confess our sins, so that we may obtain forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy.
The lesson is from Proverbs. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. On the top of the walls, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you refuse to listen. have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, and you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes you, when panic strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and be sated with their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacence of fools destroys them. But he who listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of evil. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll stand and sing the psalm together.
The Ministry of Reconciliation, a reading from 2 Corinthians. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to be proud of us, so that you may be able to answer those who pride themselves on a man's position and not on his heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My soul proclaims, my soul proclaims the greatness.
I invite the congregation to please stand for the gospel.
Our Father, who art in heaven, St. Barbara, St. Andrew, St. Michael, St. Hilda, St. Hildegard, St. Anthony, St. Teresa, St. Patrick, St. Nicholas, St. Gregory, St. David, St. Catherine, St. Clare, St. Alice, and all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ.
We entreat you, O Lord.
Most holy God, the source of all good desires, all right judgments, and all just works, give to us, your servants, the peace which the world cannot give, so that our minds may be fixed on the doing of your will, that we, being delivered from the fear of all enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the mercies of Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
O God, the life of all who live, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor, and the repose of the dead, we thank you for the blessings of the day that is past, and humbly ask for your protection through the coming night. Bring us in safety to the morning hours, through him who died and rose again for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
Congregation, may be seated for the vesting of the corpses. As full members of this parish choir, will you promise to follow the direction of the organist choir master to the best of your ability? Will you promise to sing with praise and understanding? As new choristers, will you help the congregation in the singing of hymns, psalms, and chants? Bill, as organist, choir master of the parish, and David, as a representative of the Royal School of Church Music, will you lead these new parish choir members by example and continue their training?
We will.
Almighty God, we pray that you would bless these surplices in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
Please welcome our newest members of the parish choir.
On Thursday evenings, and during our choir rehearsal, right after our choir rehearsal, it's the tradition of this choir, and all choirs who aim for excellence in our music tradition, to recite the chorister's prayer. This is from the Royal School of Church Music. Please join us as we pray this prayer. It is found in the book. Bless, O Lord,
us thy servants, who minister in thy temple. Grant that what we sing with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may show forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Congregation, may remain seated for the choir acts.
Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all of your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of the glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom we live in the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.